The concept of global warming probably sounded appealing to many Vermonters as last winter held on well into March. But Andy Nash of the National Weather Service says what felt like a cold winter this year only felt that way because Vermont is generally getting warmer and wetter.
The winter we had was really the equivalent of what was happening in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. It was a traditional, historic Vermont winter.
But with current trends, Nash says those cold winters and many other weather patterns typical of Vermont won't stay for long. An increase in precipitation paired with longer summers will make events like the flooding of Tropical Storm Irene more commonplace in the coming years, according to a panel of scientists. Nash says the disastrous results of climate change are already taking hold in the state. He said there have been 20 federal disaster declarations in Vermont since the year 2000.
So it's 20 in 14 years, and just in the last 4 years, there have been 9 declarations, and 80% of these have to do with flooding.
The new report says changes will affect everything in Vermont, from apple orchards to ski resorts. And the impact won't be all negative. Sam Carlson looked at the impact of climate change on recreation and tourism in Vermont for the study.
Overall, I think it's a fairly positive outlook for Vermont recreation and tourism opportunities in the industry. That was frankly a surprising finding for me.
Carlson says Vermont is in a climate change sweet spot, where increased precipitation has led to more snow, but the rising temperatures aren't yet causing too much of it to melt. That means ski resorts get more good snow days every year. But the good news won't last.
40 years from now, more of that precipitation is going to fall as rain, and that's obviously going to reduce the snowpack. Snow will melt more quickly. That's going to threaten the recreation tourism industries.
Jillian Galford is the study's lead author. She says that whatever positives do exist for the state, the increase in big storms and flooding brought by climate change is going to take its toll on Vermont's infrastructure.
Replacing every bridge in the state of Vermont is cost prohibitive. But the cost of inaction on climate change for Vermont outweighs the cost of being prepared.
Galford said she hoped the study would help lay the groundwork for the state's continuing efforts to adapt to a changing environment. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.